Ireland's favourite station, on air and online. This is Isle of Wight Radio, the Isle of Wight tonight.
In the headlines this evening, Oscar Pistorius begins 5-year prison sentence.
Hopefully this judgment on sentence shall provide some sort of closure for the family.
Woman killed and travel disrupted after storm, and Ireland cliff face scales in Red Bull competition. These stories and more coming up in the programme.
The Isle of Wight tonight with John Weeks.
Good evening and welcome to the Isle of Wight tonight. First this evening, winds of up to 70 miles per hour have been recorded across the UK, triggered by the tail end of Hurricane Gonzalo. In West London, a woman died earlier when a tree brought down by the winds fell onto her. Meanwhile, a weather warning remains in place for the island overnight, and there's some disruption to cross-island travel. Hover travel services are currently suspended due to the weather, and the Portsmouth to Fishbourne car ferry and the catamaran are running a revised timetable because of high winds. Lawyers expect Oscar Pistorius to spend between 10 and 20 months of a 5-year sentence behind bars. He's starting his jail term, which was handed to him by a judge in South Africa this morning for the manslaughter of his girlfriend Reeva Steenkamp last year. Judge Masipa took over an hour to deliver her sentence. Chris Giles reports.
Mr. Pistorius, please rise.
Oscar Pistorius wiped tears from his eyes as he found out his fate.
The sentence imposed is a maximum imprisonment of 5 years.
His defence team thinks he'll spend a lot less time behind bars.
It'll be about 10 months.
10 months in jail and then under house arrest.
Yes.
But Reeva Steenkamp's mum, June, told reporters she's satisfied.
Doesn't matter, he's going to pay something.
Her dad, Barry, just wants to move on.
We just please.
You think 5 years is enough?
Yes.
Oscar Pistorius left the court in Pretoria on his way to prison in an armoured police vehicle.
Chris Giles with that report.
Isle of Wight Radio. News and information for the Isle of Wight.
Police in Canada are investigating a suspected terror attack which has left a soldier dead. A man was shot and killed yesterday after the car he was driving hit two soldiers in Quebec. Police won't say for sure that the pair were deliberately targeted. Authorities admit the 25-year-old suspect was known to them. Canada's public safety minister is Stephen Blaney.
This is a terrible act of violence against our country, against our military, against our value. What took place yesterday is clearly linked to a terrorist ideology.
Doctors say a second and conclusive test shows a Spanish nurse infected with Ebola is completely clear of the virus. Teresa Romero was admitted to a Madrid hospital earlier this month. She was the first known person to contract the disease outside of West Africa in the latest outbreak. Dr. Jose Ramon Arribas is from the Carlos III Hospital.
All the four consecutive days results are negative, so the team that is taking care of the patient thinks that today we meet the WHO criteria to declare cure of infection.
Dr. Jose Arribas speaking about the Ebola outbreak.
This is Isle of Wight Radio News.
Pioneering surgery on a man completely paralysed from the waist down has been described as a true landmark and a major breakthrough. The 40-year-old can now walk with a frame following the operation carried out in Poland. Surgeons transplanted nerve-supporting cells from the patient's nose to the spinal cord. Professor Jeffrey Raisman, whose team at University College London's Institute of Neurology discovered the technique, explains.
The special thing about the sense of smell is that nerve fibres can grow back through it if they're damaged. And this is the only part of the nervous system that can do that.
In local news, more than 100 schools, pubs, restaurants and businesses are celebrating great food this week as part of this year's Bite the Wight. Now in its second year, the fundraising event is held in aid of the Isle of Wight Youth Trust. It's hoping to raise £10,000. People can book a trust table at one of the participating restaurants this weekend, and Amy Stewart from the Trust has more details.
Basically, Bite the Wight is a community food fundraising event for the Isle of Wight Youth Trust. Basically, we've got lots of businesses across the island who are involved holding food-related events next weekend. The simplest way that people can get involved is by hosting a trust table. And then people can go and eat at the trust table, and then the profit from their meal will go to the Isle of Wight Youth Trust.
Amy says it's a vital event towards funding its services.
Historically, we didn't have to do much fundraising, but in the last 2 years, our funding has dropped. So we now have to raise 70% of our costs. So obviously, it would mean a fantastic amount for us. We provide counselling from our office in Newport and then also in schools and GP surgeries across the island. We're also launching a couple of new services. So it's fantastic that we'll be able to support those as well.
You can find all the details on our website.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust.
The deadline for secondary school admissions is next week. The Isle of Wight Council is urging parents and guardians to submit an application on time for children starting secondary school next September. Valid applications must be received by the council by 4:30 on Friday the 31st of October. Applications received after the deadline is passed will be classed as late and not given priority. Residents are being reminded to check smoke alarms when changing their clocks this weekend. The clocks go back on Sunday and the island's fire service says its vital alarms are checked. As statistics show, smoke alarms failed at 1 in every 8 household fires attended by crews.
Isle of Wight Radio News.
And finally, 10 of the world's best ice climbers have tackled one of the island's cliffs as part of the first ever Red Bull White Cliffs competition. The race took place over the weekend and saw each climber take their turn to climb the cliff at Scratchell's Bay, overlooking the Needles. The climbers were tested by the 115-metre cliff ahead of the winter climbing season, which starts next month. The UK is the only place where chalk cliffs can be climbed, and Russia's Alexei Tomilov took first place, ascending the cliff face in just 16 minutes, 46 seconds. On our news pages online, there's details about an anti-bullying event this week, and see pictures from the weekend's Red Bull Cliff Climbing Challenge. It's all at iwradio.co.uk. Thanks for listening to the Isle of Wight tonight. I'm John Wakes.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust. Get more online now at iwradio.co.uk.